This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We talked earlier this week, in keeping with the jobs-o-rama we've been doing on this program since Monday, about a bright spot in the labor market. Teenagers. They are employed at the highest levels they've been since before the Great Recession, and more of them entered the labor force last month as well. And that gets us to today's installment of our series, My Economy, from somebody who just got out of high school.
My name is Nisha Edwards. I'm 18 years old, and I live in Lexington, Kentucky. This summer, I'm thinking about picking up a second job. I have one part-time right now. It looks like I'm getting about 20 hours, but college is expensive, so I'm thinking about picking up another job, maybe making it 40 hours a week. Ideally, I wouldn't have even worked this summer. I told myself a couple years ago that I wasn't going to work the summer after I graduated, but I don't want to be in debt for so long afterwards. I have a full tuition scholarship, but room and board still puts me about $10,000 in debt every year. I'm going to school out of my city, so I'm excited to move and to be more independent, but I am a little bit nervous. It's kind of all one feeling. I want to study psychology, and then I want to go to law school for civil rights. I want to be a civil rights prosecutor. When I was 16, I had my first real job. I worked at an ice cream fast food company, and then a year later, I moved to a Mexican restaurant. I never really got fully trained for the job, and that kept me from being promoted despite working there for a year before I left. I didn't get a pay raise during that time. Food service is a lot harder than many people believe. I've always been of the mind that you should work food service or retail at some point to understand what people have to go through. And the fact that it's an entry-level job is kind of crazy because you're overworked every hour you're there. And you're not paid anywhere close to what you should be for the effort and energy you have to put into the job just to keep it. So I decided to try retail and move out of food service. I'm earning less at my retail job, but I feel it is closer to the amount of energy I have to put in. For food service, you know, there's a lunch rush, a dinner rush. People are always hungry around the same time. But with retail, it's kind of steady pressure throughout the day rather than, you know, peaks and valleys, which can throw anybody for a loop mentally.
Nisha Edwards there in Lexington, Kentucky, 18 years old, on her way to college. Hey, if you are thinking, by the way, about switching industries or maybe looking for something different from your job coming out of the pandemic, let us know, would you? We're working on a thing. You can tell us at marketplace.org.